Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Winter Haven, Florida man's hankering for beef jerky and pistachio nuts was so strong that he stole more than $100 worth of it from a Polk County convenience store and didn't pay. From Fox 13 News, surveillance video shows Anton Karimfilov, a little awkward, okay, whatever, of Windmere walking into a Love's truck stop, looking at a sign depicting a deputy patrol car that read, "Free ride if you shoplift from the store." He stopped to look at it. He legit was on camera looking at it. And then he walked in the store, grabbed beef jerky and pistachios, and then left. And he was literally, the employees saw him steal them, so they went to stop him. And he ran to his Lowe's box truck. So apparently he drove for Lowe's. He was charged with first-degree petty theft. Imagine going, having that charge over nuts and jerky. And also, how much jerky and nuts did he take that it was $100? Because it looked like he just swiped it. I mean, I get it that inflation's out of control, but is it? Yeah. I haven't bought, like, pistachios in a long time.
It's pretty expensive.
I haven't bought pistachios in a long time because I'm terrified to buy pistachios. So that's why I was wondering. I'm like, did he take, like, two pistachios and it was $100? I'm wondering. Good heavens. So a, let's do this guy. This Florida man was identified following an ATV chase that spanned Miami-Dade and Broward counties. 18-year-old Anthony Perez, it only stopped because he ran out of gas. He was wearing a ski mask. He grabbed an ATV and jumped on the northbound express lane of I-95. Officers joined the chase. He slowed down at some point, sped up, evaded officers, then got off the highway, and then he made a U-turn. And then he started slowing down because he legit ran out of gas. He was taken into custody. Can you imagine? How far did you think you were going to get on that, dude? Like, for real, how far did you think you were going to get? A Florida man says that he had to pay $1,000 to get his pet turtle back. Tortoise, sorry. Merrick Westland came home from work to find his 18-year-old tortoise was... Tortoise snapped? Yeah. He's upset. He's pursuing potential legal action. And he says that it's an 18-year-old African sulcata tortoise named Shelby. He posted signs around the neighborhood, all this stuff. He actually thinks that the tortoise broke out of the enclosure and ran through the fence in his backyard.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they run. And he says that he thinks a wildlife place had his tortoise. And it was Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation, and they did have her, and they demanded that he pay $1,000 to get her back. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office says they consider it a civil matter. He had to pay $1,000 because apparently Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation, that's Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation in Seminole, Florida, website WRRFL.org, because they were holding, apparently, it sounds like they were holding the tortoise hostage until the guy coughed up $1,000. You all sound shady as all get out. Wildlife Rescue and Rehab in Seminole, Florida. That's Wildlife Rescue and Rehab in Seminole, Florida, off of 82nd Avenue.
What was that website?
The website to Wildlife Rescue and Rehab in Seminole, Florida at WRRFL.org, WRRFL.org, in case you want to leave a nice civil message about stealing people's turtles. Tortoises, whatever. I hate that stuff. Like, you just shook that dude down for $1,000. You guys are fruitcakes. A Florida woman was accused of flipping off deputies while driving erratically on the grass. Just another day in woman driving. A Florida woman is accused, this is Key West. The deputies were trying to pull her over. Darla Vidal, 35. She's facing a felony count of resisting a police officer and one misdemeanor count of resisting an officer following this incident. I guess she's just not getting charged. It was March 16th. But it started when a deputy observed her driving a car on the grass at a high rate of speed. She didn't stop when the officers were like, "Whoa!" with the lights. And at one point, she waved her middle finger at the deputy trying to pull her over. And while she did, she almost hit a deer. But then she stopped later on Pensacola Road and ran towards the deputy screaming, "I hate the police." She would not stop. They kept saying, "We're going to shoot you if you keep resisting arrest." She was booked into Monroe County Jail. As she was flipping them off, she almost hit a deer. First off, what was that deer doing out there? I mean, you sneeze and they run away. I mean, you look at them and they run away. Just saying. A man was killed while test driving a motorcycle outside of a Harley-Davidson dealer in Titusville, say police. He crashed his motorcycle literally into the wall of a Titusville shopping center while test driving it on Monday afternoon. That's sad. It was Miracle City Harley-Davidson. And they said that he just lost control and crashed into the back wall of the shopping center. That's horrible. So we're just, I got to come in. First, welcome back. Got a little Fogarty, right?
Yeah.
Put me in, coach, because it's opening day, guys. It's opening day of baseball season, the only time I actually pay attention to any kind of sports. It's baseball season. Now, technically, God's team doesn't have its opening day until April 4th, technically, where the whole city would shut down, right, as Kane knows. And Kane and I, and again, Dana Lash, welcome back, hometown St. Louis, right? I don't say that lightly. I realize it is Holy Week. And God's team, oh, that's for those of you who are heathens, that is the St. Louis Cardinals. Their opening day is on April 4th, where they play the Miami Marlins. So the whole city would shut. People don't understand this. St. Louis is such a baseball town. Like, they make you move if you don't like the team. I'm not. Am I kind of kidding? I don't know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit kidding.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was still at my affiliate, when I was still based in St. Louis. And there was a new person. It was like a salesperson, Kane, that moved in. And it was like a get-to-know-you whatever thing. And, you know, it felt like an office situation, like Office Space. And everyone had to go and get to know the person. And they're like, oh, do you like baseball? And I just remember the answer was something like, oh, not really. Everyone got quiet. That's not allowed. The whole city shuts down. People used to skip school. Like, they just actually were trying to, they would give you an excused absence. The school that I went to, people were getting excused absences. They'd skip and they'd go to opening day. Can you remember how hardcore this was? The whole city shut. Crime stops. The gangs are like, all right, we're going to stop drugging and shooting. It's opening day.
It's been going on for decades.
I'm not kidding. Like, crime drops. It's crazy. It's like the wildest thing ever. So it's opening day. So our friend Larry gave me a really good idea. Vegas Larry. I'm on the struggle bus because there's a lot of good options. One of the things that I love about opening day, because sometimes the players switch it up, their walk-on song, right? Everybody gets a walk-on song. It's your one chance to pick the song as your walk-on song, right? So I'm curious, what would y'all's walk-on song be if you're a player, right? I think all of you have already thought of this. I just have a suspicion that you all already know this, right? I mean, I've got some ideas. Kane immediately, I didn't even finish my sentence. Because you can't have the same walk-on song that other people do. You got to pick something else if they pick it.
It's got to be unique.
Yeah, yeah. Kane's immediately like, well, Walk by Pantera. Like, he planted the flag in it immediately. No one else can touch it now. He's like, yeah, Walk by Pantera. It does sound particularly hardcore. Like, when you're coming out to bat.
Yeah, that iconic intro to that song.
Slow down, because I have all these queued up one at a time.
Steve has them queued up. For the radio audience, because you get the benefit of the license
that
pays for it.
I'd be walking up to the plate right here. I'd be choking up on the bat.
Right? Can you imagine? Like, yeah, you're.
Hitting my cleats.
Exactly.
Hitting the dirt out of my cleats. Stepping up to the
plate. It's hardcore. People are going to be afraid of you.
Digging into the box. Getting ready for that first pitch.
See?
Loving
it is. This might be the walk-on song of all walk-on songs.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Yep.
I mean, I'm on the struggle bus because I have to admit this was on my list too.
I feel like I could hit a home run with this one.
You feel like you could knock the stitches out the ball with this one.
I think so.
I mean, that's just, it's Pantera, number one. I mean, it's, you know, God's band. It's, don't at me. It's like it's such a good walk-on song. Now, here's your all's assignment. A little fun, you know, because it's been heavy. It's been heavy politics. And you need a break from the primary, from the election for a little bit. You got to have your walk-on song and then a backup walk-on song. And I apologize to those of you that are watching the simulcast. We can't afford the licensing that it costs in order to play the songs that we're choosing to use. So you can only get it if you're listening to the radio broadcast. It's $11 quadrillion, in case you were wondering. Like, GoFundMe would laugh at it. So that's Keynes. Do you have a backup?
Mine was, I'm thinking of songs that have iconic intros that when you hear them, you're like, oh man, I got to stop whatever the hell I'm doing and listen to this. Is Back in Black from AC/DC.
Oh, that's a good one. Because immediately got that hi hat and then, oh.
Yeah, here it is. Also,
it's, yeah.
Easily choke up on the bat, walk up to the plate, knock the dirt off my cleats.
You can tell that he's thought about this a lot. Kane has, like, really thought about this a lot.
Sizing up the pitcher. So I walk into the box, dig in, and get ready to slam one over the wall.
It's amazing. Yeah. So I was thinking about that. Let me ask you, Steve. Steve is our resident millennial. And I'm a little worried about asking this because I have no idea what he's going to throw at us. Steve, you're a baseball player. It's opening day. Your walkout song, sir.
So I am in a rec league, a softball league in D.C. for 7 years. I can't repeat the team name because it's inappropriate for radio. But not only is my walk-up song is my favorite song of all time, and it's this one. Also my favorite group of all time.
What is this?
Seriously?
Daft Punk.
I didn't know he'd... Wow.
I mean, I like Daft Punk, but I don't know if I would have gone with this intro.
Can't help it.
It's the disco
I would have
remix.
Gone with D-Rez... Daft Punk, D-Rez from the Tron soundtrack. See if you can pull that up real quick, because that's
this
on my
Steve's
list.
Steve's walk-up song. Why are you trying to ruin his walk-up
yeah,
song?
Yeah, I just want to make him more. I want to make him more threatening.
Let him choose his own walk-up.
This sounds
song.
Like you got a guy out there ready to hit the ball and maybe party. Okay, I can see the stadium. Like, yeah, right. It's our boy. I can see that.
Imagine if he's already hit like a home run.
Oh
or
my gosh, the ladies like be like time. Slingshot and panties. I mean, maybe not, but I get it. I get it.
You went all over the map on that one.
I did. See if you can pull up real quick Tron's D-Rez from, or Daft Punk's D-Rez track from Tron. I think it's that one.
Is this going to be one of your tracks, maybe?
If I'm thinking of the right song, it's been a bit since I've listened to this album. So, no, it's not this one. Never mind. It's the one where what's his face? Jeff Bridges drops into the club and he's getting ready to unleash a can of whoop-a-double snakes.
Is that End of the Line?
Maybe. We're going to go through this whole album. Everyone listening is like, can you talk about politics? No, I will.
No.
Give me a break.
Palate cleanser.
It's a palate cleanser. But it's such a great track. Now,
we can do Wands in the meantime.
Yeah, let's do Wands in the meantime. So Juan, they're already laughing. We're like, Juan, sir, you are a baseball player. It's opening day. Your walkout song is? What do we have?
You want to play? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
I told him not to do Bad Bunny, but he picked Bad Bunny.
Oh my gosh, he did pick Bad Bunny.
Booker T!
That's a tough...
Now, see, this is like one of the ones...
It's good that he's in a musical instrumental part of it.
Yeah, I think he kind of had to be.
I got the clean version.
Yeah. All right. We get it.
I can see this.
I get it. So see if you can pull up...
Like
so.
That.
That's good. Do you have a backup? Did he have a backup? Did he offer one?
No, I don't see a backup on here.
Okay. See, pick up Fall by Daft Punk. See if that one's it in the meantime. So I don't know. I'm on the struggle bus.
Oh, wait. It is. You just put Daft Punk in there, didn't you, Juan? Mm-hmm. He did as a backup.
Okay. Yeah, good. What's his Daft Punk track?
Lose Yourself.
Ah, okay. Nice. So I have like my serious choices. I don't know if I actually want to talk about this on air anymore.
It's only supposed to be
two. I feel like we need to switch.
And I think you have like 10 listed.
Oh my gosh, I have 10. Like I have For Whom the Bell Tolls, Metallica. I've got Ride the Lightning, Metallica. I had Pantera
Walk.
That
was my backup.
I had Rain and Blood by Slayer because the intro is just so boss. Can I have that intro? Because it's so amazing.
Rain and Blood by Slayer.
Yeah. That's like, she might murder me with the ball. It's that. Like if I'm coming out opening day, I'm coming out for your soul, and that's how, you know.
It's supposed to be about peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, woo! Everything's a competition. Woo!
Consuming souls is what you're doing.
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
go if you can, sir. Get that track going. Get that track going for us.
Oh man.
gosh. That's amazing.
Do you remember the first time you heard this?
First time I heard it, my life was changed.
Right.
It's just beautiful.
Some people can't relate, but I don't know.
If I want to listen to chill music, I'm going to listen to like jazz or something. It's like, why go halfway when you can go all the way? You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do anything halfway. I think my first choice would be Rain of Blood by Slayer. I do like the Daft. I think it's Fall by Daft Punk off the Tron Legacy album. That would be like my backup because it's really cool. It's a super cool song. Or
is that the one you're embarrassed by?
No.
Oh. See, because that's the one I'm trying to get you to.
All right. So only Steve knows what the other one is.
Yeah, you wouldn't even share it with me.
I wouldn't even share it with you because I'm never going to live it down.
Oh, boy. Now I need to know.
Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead and play it, and let's see if Kane knows who it is.
I've never heard this
song. Are you shocked?
I've never heard this song.
Are you serious?
No, I haven't.
Wait a minute. What? Now I'm really curious.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see if Kane can guess what it is. I'm so bad. The people who are listening on the simulcast. I'm just saying, you got to wait for it to kick in. Kane's dying already. I hate you so bad. Wait for him to come in. Wait for it to come in. And here he goes. Yeah. I'm from a city that is rowdy, rowdy. It's Yellow Wolf. I'm not even going to lie. That would be it.
Yellow Wolf had some good tunes.
That's all I'm going to say.
This is actually a good walk-up song.
It is a good walk-up song. And St. Louis is a rowdy city. Yeah. So,
I can see this happening. With you carrying a big old Louisville slugger on your shoulder up to the plate. Yeah, right. I can see that.
Spitting my backy out.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I wanted to make fun of you, that's actually pretty good.
It's very out of line for me. But I don't know what it is. I like it. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, so those are our walk-up songs. I'm curious as to which alls would be. What your walk-up songs would be, because it says a lot about a person. Lorraine picks Enter Sandman by Metallica. That is an excellent, solid choice, Lorraine. Very solid choice. Because she's going to hit you with the ball and put you asleep. Get them home runs. Whack, whack. So that's so we're happy that it's opening day. We had to have a little fun. Even though April 4th, that's God's team's opening day, technically. But this is officially for MLB. This is opening day. So this is the only time when going to pay attention to sports. Any other time, I'm like, what's football? What? And then everyone else in Dallas, Texas looks at me like I'm a communist. So there's nothing that anybody can do to ruin opening day except if Joe Biden gives a speech or throws a pitch out. Can you imagine Joe Biden walking out? Oh, can we just look at that for a moment? Can you imagine him doing first pitch?
No. He would fall off the mound after that throw.
He'd fall off in his weird, like, giant platform Alexander McQueen Yeezys would flip off his feet. I don't even know what is he wearing.
He'd have too much forward momentum to stop and he'd fall forward right after the pitch.
Oh my gosh. I think he would get booed, right? I think he would get booed hardcore.
Yeah, probably.
I think he would. Because he's not fun either. He goes out there and he squints it. He used to not do that all the time. Joe Biden used to not squint and make that mean face all the time. Now he does, and I don't know if he thinks that he has to do that to look tougher or if that's a consequence of the stroke that we're pretending he didn't have. Juan's got a picture that he's thrown up on the simulcast of them dim shoes, though.
They look sturdy.
They look like tires. You know how I don't like it when women walk around in giant platforms because they think they look like Clydesdales? Similarly, I don't like it when guys walk around in giant, thick, black tennis shoes like this because y'all look like you got tires for feet. Like you need to get them aired up or something. Check the air pressure on. It's just weird looking. I don't like it.
Shoe equivalent of Dooley's.
It is. Our partners, our friends at Kel-Tec. They make stuff that you can blow other stuff up with. I mean, that's pretty accurate, I think. The Sub 2K Gen 3. The Gen 3 means it's Generation 3. It's new. So don't be like, I got my Kel-Tec. No, this is new. You don't have this. It just started shipping. It's the Gen 3 9mm carbine, and you can fold it in half. It's like a Polly Pocket gun. I don't know. I mean, that's like for the ladies out there. It's like for dudes. It's like although I had Transformers too. It's like a Transformer gun. It's a Polly Pocket gun. You can fold the whole dang thing right in half, and you don't have to detach your favorite optics anymore because previously you did. Now you don't. That's what the Gen 3, that's an upgrade for the Gen 3. Now, the whole thing, It has a patent pending rotating fore end. You can twist it in either direction and it folds right in half quickly, just as quickly and easily deploys it. Optics and all. Upgraded aluminum trigger. Got a light and 5 pound pull as well. Another upgrade. That means obviously improved accuracy for follow up. Upgraded action. You also have this lightened action makes for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open. There's even a new chamber indicator. It's just awesome. You got to check it out. It's a Florida based company, USA family run. Kel-Tec. It's the new Gen 3 Sub-2K. To learn more about that Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is like so the most appropriate thing I can ever imagine happening. Because you know where NASCAR comes from, right? Moonshine runners, right? This is during Prohibition. You had souped up cars. And they were racing away from the law so they could deliver that liquor to them speakeasies and elsewhere on those rural roads all throughout the United States. I mean, it's part of our country's heritage. That's literally where NASCAR came from. Well, check this out. The officials at a historic North Wilkesboro Speedway in the foothills of North Carolina discovered a literal moonshine cave just by chance when a sinkhole opened up underneath the racetrack's grandstands. Now, if you're at a racing event, you're at a NASCAR event, and a sinkhole opens up and you fall into it, you want it to be a moonshine cave. I'm just saying, if you're going to fall into any sinkhole, let it be a moonshine cave sinkhole. So track employees have been cleaning and inspecting. They notice cracks in the concrete. And so they're like, yeah, it's a secret moonshine still, essentially. And they're renovating and restoring the North Wilkesboro Speedway. They've been doing it since 2022. But yes, they said that they found some places where you could make some illegal liquor. I'm imagining already like a whole experience, right? Like you're going to watch the thing that came about from Prohibition. And underneath, you can go for like a little extra and a ticket. You can go get you some moonshine down there. Like, call me. I've got so many ideas for how to monetize this. It's insane. Joe Lieberman has passed away at age 82. According to Politico, apparently had to do with complications related to an earlier fall. He was the longtime senator from Connecticut. He was also kind of a moderate Democrat. And Democrats really started hating him towards the end of all of everything. Because as they turned more left, he seemed more conservative. But it was due to complications from a fall. He was 82 years old. This guy set a record for essentially dragging his beans across concrete all the way, you know, around New York. He's a fitness trainer who broke 2 Guinness World Records by doing lunges across New York City. Kane's like, that just seems, I don't know, pretentious, right? Do I have to sit here and give accolades for everything? Do I? I feel really put out when I'm expected to pat people on the back for like the stupidest stuff, right? Oh, you did, oh my God. This is interesting too. This piece I was reading about the AI staffing war. Mark Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin is the guy who founded Google. They've been pulling out all the stops to hire top tier talent in the field of AI. They're personally reaching out to candidates to try to get them to win them over to their side. Stick with us. We got more in store. Welcome back to the program. You can listen coast to coast on a station near you. You can stream the radio program as well and follow along with the simulcast, Channel 347 DirecTV, also on X, YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, everywhere else. So this story, we talked about this story a couple of days ago, and this follows the Planet Fitness story of a woman who saw a man shaving in the women's bathroom in the women's sink. This story has to do with 82-year-old Julie Jamin, who is seeking an apology because she was banned from a pool that she swam in for 40 years. YMCA, the C, YMCA. Because she was in the shower, she heard a man's voice, she peeks out because, you know, you're in the women's locker room, you're in the shower, vulnerable place for a woman. She hears a man's voice, and she sees a man in a woman's swimsuit watching 2 little girls get ready to use the restroom. Now, she thinks, I think what most women would immediately assume, is this a crime happening? Am I watching a crime unfolding right now? This looks predatory. And so she asked if the guy had a male copulatory organ. And then it went from there. So apparently he was with the YMCA, even though he had no badge or any kind of identification indicating such. There was no signage outside saying the bathroom was open to men as well as women. And she was the one. This 82-year-old woman was the one who was penalized, not the guy. Joining us is her attorney, legal titan, Harmeet Dhillon. She's joining us via Skype, and you know Harmeet. You've seen her everywhere, and she takes all these tough cases. Harmeet, it's so good to have you. This case is insane to me because I got to tell you, honestly, if I was in the women's locker room, first off, it's a very vulnerable time. You know, women, you know, you're undressing, you're taking a shower after, you know, swimming, working out. I hear a man's voice. I look outside and see him watching two little girls with whom he apparently has zero familial relationship with, getting ready to use the restroom. I would also wonder if I'm not witnessing a crime underway. That was her initial reaction. That seems perfectly reasonable, but the YMCA said no.
Absolutely. Well, we're seeing a rash of this type of incident, Dana, and it's really troubling because we women, like you said, first of all, we are trained to protect ourselves. But secondly, we're trained to look out for others. And many women who are professionals in a field, including teaching or the healthcare field, we're actually under our duty to report this type of incident happening to vulnerable girls. And so when this woman who did the exact right thing is being penalized without due process, this is a real problem because, first of all, this pool is on the property of the city of Port Townsend in Washington State, a beautiful location, and she's used it for 40 years. It's currently leased out to the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. Mm-hmm. And so you cannot deprive somebody of their property right and property taxpayer to use public property without due process. So the Y has a problem. The city of Port Townsend has a problem. And frankly, this policy is problematic. And in response to our clients, you know, outrage over this incident and the whole back and forth with management over there, they said, well, you know, of course you should have known that we're letting men into the women's locker room now because we're flying a pride flag in the lobby. And that's supposed to be some kind of a legal notice. No, actually, I think a lot of you know, gay people would agree that this type of an encounter is really problematic. And so the rules keep changing, Dana. And in any event, the constitutional rules haven't changed. And Julie can't be deprived of her rights without due process. So we're looking forward to the why and the city's response. And if it's not satisfactory, we will sue that.
That's a great point, too, about the property and who's leasing it and who it's owned by. I mean, she is a taxpayer, talking with Harmeet Dhillon, who's joining us via Skype. And the flag, too, that's not a legal notice. And I was always told by the left, this is what we've heard from the trans activists, that it's not an indication of whom you're attracted to, but how you identify. So that doesn't necessarily mean that a guy who wants to identify as a woman is still not attracted to women, which creates a problem in the women's locker room that apparently they just didn't pay attention to with this whole thing. Because the way that I understood it, it was just the basic pride flag and it didn't have the trans, I think, triangle and all of that on it.
Well, even if it did, Julie's 82 years old. Yeah. I'm, you know, of a certain age. So are you. Like, how are we supposed to figure out what these flags mean? And do they mean there are going to be men with penises in our women's spaces? This is completely inappropriate. It's inappropriate. And, you know, no amount of notice or a signage would make this appropriate, in my opinion.
And what floors me, and this is what I don't understand, Harmeet, if a man who wants to identify as a woman feels uncomfortable in the men's locker room and he wants to use the women's locker room, he's accommodated. Oh, he feels uncomfortable. He feels unsafe. We'll let him access the women's locker room. But if a woman feels uncomfortable and unsafe because a man is in the women's locker room, she's called a bigot. I mean, that seems like accommodation of one over the other. And in the scenario that the context that you just put out there with the taxpayer funded facility, that's a no-go.
Absolutely. So we really need the courts to clarify these situations. And you know, we are seeing it in so many different contexts, Dana. We're seeing it in women's sports. We're seeing it in women's athletics in the collegiate level, which is protected by Title IX. And so currently all the rights that the feminists, you know, who are themselves Julie's age, fought for have been taken away in the space of a handful of years to the point where women are the ones who are being asked to feel uncomfortable everywhere we go. And we're the ones who are physically vulnerable. We're typically smaller in size than men. We're less strong than men. And I don't think, for one, as a woman who's fought for my rights in the workplace and in society, that I need to stand for it. Neither does Julie. So we're really proud to stand up for her. And we need to have the court step in and put an end to this and give back women their protected spaces.
We're talking about the story of 82-year-old Julie Jamin, who was kicked out of the YMCA banned after using a pool for 40 years because she called out a man who was in the women's locker room. Harmeet, women are told, I was trying to remember, I think I've grown up with this. I don't know when I first was told to listen to my gut, listen to my gut instinct. If you feel uncomfortable or unsafe in a situation, you know, seek help or try to remove yourself from the situation. Women are told, you know, these are things that you need to look out for. If you feel uncomfortable, you see a strange man you don't know walking down the street towards you, maybe cross the street, go to the other, you know, the opposite sidewalk. I mean, we're told these things because there are certain statistics that justify the need for that concern. What does this sort of behavior, this shaming of women who are relying on that gut instinct that we've been brought up with for generations, what does that do to women and our self-preservation when we're shamed for relying on those instincts?
Well, first of all, younger women who don't have the same training that we do and are being told that this is perfectly normal are going to be at higher risk of sexual assault. That's a fact. They're going to be at higher risk of physical injury in the sports context. That's a biological fact. This confusion is really a one-way ratchet. It's in favor of men and it's against women. And every woman needs to stand up and shout about this because our rights are being eroded and our safety is being eroded. I mean, to the point where women who might have passed a bad check or done something wrong in their private lives and got convicted of a crime, the federal prisons are mandating that women be housed with men who are identifying as women, even if all of their physical organs are intact and they're going through the quote unquote transition process for my taxpayer expense. This is leading to sexual assaults of women prisoners. And so I view this as a 5-alarm fire. This is an epidemic in women's safety and women's rights. And, you know, regardless of your political orientation, and I'm glad to see women, at least women sports leaders, Gina Lotnava-Kolova and some others, some women feminists, are standing up and calling this what it is, but they need to be joined by the rest of them. And this seems like a conspiracy yet again of men trying to take away women's prerogatives and rights. And this is, we should not stand.
That's a great point. I mean, it's the ultimate victory of the progressive patriarchy, and somehow they've gotten some of these third wave feminists to go along with it and accommodate it. We're going to watch this case and see how this unfolds. I'm so glad that you're on it because I feel confident that it will be resolved favorably and in favor of women with you handling this. Harmeet Dhillon, always appreciate your fight. And thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me,
Dana. Of course.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.